In Hawaii news, you know that our state has a long-standing issue with its doctor shortage. For years, we've heard the state is hundreds short of doctors for a population of Hawaii's size. Add to that the fact that of the total 8,600 standard physician licenses granted, almost 48% of them are held by mainland or foreign docs. That's according to the Professional and Vocational Licensing Division's geographic report from last month. And it seems to make the point of Dr. Jim Barhall that while we may try to get more docs in Hawaii, telemedicine may, in fact, be undercutting that effort. It's ironic to hear him say that, as he is the co-founder of a practice that offers telemedicine, though he says all of his docs live in Hawaii. We talked recently for our special series, The Last Job in Hawaii.
Well, telemedicine was originally started for remote access, and I think very specifically for some emergency care, and then also radiology, which lends itself very well to sending images remotely for reads. So rural emergency room places where you wouldn't have a radiologist, or the ability to do certain things, it really helped open that up. So I think Hawaii in many ways is ideal because there are many underserved and remote areas in Hawaii. As far as bringing physicians to Hawaii, many of the physicians for telemedicine are actually mainland located. They're not actually in Hawaii, but are licensed in Hawaii. So I'm not sure it's really going to bring physicians into Hawaii, but it can certainly provide additional access for people who live in Hawaii.
Access to a physician when you need help can depend upon what kind of help you really need. How are they going to be able to determine whether or not they need to actually walk into a flesh-and-blood doctor who they're sitting in front of?
We have to understand that telemedicine in many ways has redefined what a doctor's office is and what a doctor's visit consists of. A doctor's visit is not necessarily defined as face-to-face now. So face-to-face or telemedicine visits are actually treated exactly the same as far as reimbursement from insurance companies. So really, you have to see this as a real revolution, and that it redefines what a doctor's office is and what a patient-doctor visit is in itself.
That seems to mean, though, that you also have to redefine what liability is, too.
Like anything else, certainly in what we do, which is urgent care, where we spend most of our time seeing people that we don't have a pre-existing relationship with, a lot of it comes down to your experience, your comfort zone, and your ability to understand when you're outside of an area as a physician where you can adequately diagnose and treat a patient. So certainly there are liability issues in telemedicine, and I think it requires very savvy physicians who are able to communicate well with patients and understand when something's not appropriate to be handled over a video screen as opposed to an in-person visit.
And be astute enough to actually say that and send them on. But in that loop of moving them to perhaps from that kind of telemedicine visit to going to the emergency room or any place else, what seems to be missing in that loop is a direct feed. So there's a link between what happens in a telemedicine visit and then what happens when that person gets to an emergency room, which could be solved by technology. Is there anything in the works that you know of that would streamline that for someone who has to go in to an emergency room visit?
We thought boots on the ground, quite frankly, was an important component to this whole system. We did see that as a gap. And knowledge of local physicians, local healthcare facilities, local pharmacies, local physical therapists, local pretty much anything you can think of. In addition to the obvious differences in Hawaii anyways, cultural differences, even language differences, phrases that are used, Hawaii is a little bit of a different place. So we thought that for a telemedicine point of view, there would be a gap between those situations which are not really appropriate for telemedicine and having, as they say in golf, local knowledge. So we think that that helps to smooth things out and make sure that people get the care they need when they need it and are directed to the appropriate facility for that particular situation.
So then back to the point of the fact that we've got a doctor shortage, and that telemedicine was meant in some ways to be able to mitigate that. If, in fact, we have a whole complement of things that are, you know, you put in the bag of local knowledge for someone who is not a visitor who gets into trouble, but for somebody who lives and works here and doesn't have access to a doctor because there aren't enough doctors to go around, particularly in rural areas, it seems like they might be both served by telemedicine and not having a face-to-face doc, or that they're still going to have to be potentially coming to a different island or maybe even the mainland to get care.
I think there are a lot of cases that can be handled via telemedicine, a surprisingly large number of fairly routine situations. Certainly, there's going to be down the road, as the technology continues to improve, there's going to be a lot of chronic conditions that can be treated or monitored through telemedicine as more technology enters not only doctor's offices, but people will have these modalities in their home. Even right now, there's many things that can be done with telemedicine, virtual stethoscopes, virtual otoscopes, ophthalmoscopes, all kinds of monitoring. Telemedicine, which I said originally started to serve remote areas and even, you know, teleradiology, things like that, has really entered a direct-to-consumer type of phase. And so it's really pretty new, and I think all the permutations have still yet to be worked out.
As you look into the next 15 years, given all the experience that you've had and what you're currently doing, is telemedicine going to be replacing a number of doctors' jobs in Hawaii?
Of course, a lot of the healthcare as we move forward is going to be done by non-physicians, certainly mid-level providers and their
nurse practitioners,
and many of those are being produced. We work directly with pharmacies. We have something called a virtual healthcare center that we're working with Time Supermarket and KTA Superstores on the Big Island. We work directly with pharmacists for people to come into pharmacies, and pharmacists are already doing a lot more stuff than they used to do with flu shots, many kinds of injections. They can even run certain lab tests and therapeutic injections. So as we move forward, what we have really done with the pharmacies is create sort of a minute clinic without a provider physically being located there. So you take like a Long's drug where they have a nurse practitioner there. We are actually replacing that already in the pharmacies we work with a video screen or an iPad, and giving that pharmacist direct contact with our physicians working together as a team. So I think you're going to see more and more of that, and it may help reduce the need for more physicians.
In terms of replacement of jobs, do you see a threat from technology and telemedicine, but that a lot of people will, in fact, be supplanted by technology?
I think there's going to be disruption. I think whether it be an overall net loss, job loss, it's hard to say, but there's certainly people that will feel the effects, as they always do with these kind of technological disruptions. For example, the two main large players right now in telemedicine nationwide really advocating for national licensing. And I'm not talking about the companies now. I'm talking about the healthcare facilities, or the Cleveland Clinic and the Mayo Clinic. These are very well-known big brand names. And they're pushing for this because they want to be able to extend their brand nationwide and have their specialists provide consultation. And I'm sure there's many people in Hawaii that would be excited to be able to have a consultation with the Mayo Clinic physician. And I'm not suggesting they're any better than the Hawaii physicians, but those are big brand names. And so as this moves on, I see tremendous disruption where these large, big brand names, in much the same way that Amazon.com has taken out so many jobs, you know, bookstores and, you know, anything you can think of, that kind of technological disruption. So, yes, I think there's tremendous potential for job loss and a real change in the healthcare landscape because of telemedicine.
Dr. Jim Barhall co-founded DocNow this year to help give all Hawaii residents access to quality medical care, he says. Last month, DocNow partnered with KTA Superstores to launch a virtual clinic service in select KTA stores on Hawaii Island.